We listen to why do people move to Chugach Eagle River, and most common answer is, paraphrased, is that it's close to Anchorage, but it's not Anchorage.
Randy McCain is the Consortium of Chugach Eagle River Community Council's president. The consortium is formed from the six area community councils. In 2004, they combined to create a separate chapter in the municipality of Anchorage's Title 21 rewrite project. McCain says while the Anchorage Bowl has approximately 5% undeveloped land, Chugach Eagle River is about 65% undeveloped. His community doesn't want the heavy urban approach to land use codes.
We've listened to the community. We followed the Chugach Eagle River Comprehensive Plan. We did the Dittman Survey and really had our focus on what was the community's wants and our perceived needs of those, and trying to preserve the way we live today, which is basically a rural lifestyle.
Thursday evening, the consortium presented its latest Chapter 10 draft at a public meeting at the Eagle River Lions Club. The often stated underlying principle was, quote, to preserve and protect our property rights and keep our local prerogatives. In many instances, that translates as preserving status quo. For example, it creates two rural commercial zones, thus freeing businesses from paved parking lots, building appearance rules, and mandatory city and water sewer hookups. Quonset huts are allowed. Setbacks from streams remain at 25 feet, and 30% of the R6 properties not currently in compliance would satisfy the new code. Agriculture and large animals would enjoy more leniency than the new Anchorage rewrite allows. The large animal item prompted one man to ask, what was to keep someone from starting a riding stable next door to his residence? He also asked about property rights protecting several hobby cars indefinitely parked in front of a neighbor's house. He suggested the code needed to add some protective language. Tim Potter, senior planner with Dahl HKM, relayed a couple of questions from Inklutna Incorporated and the tribe. R6 requirements permit only one house for each of the larger properties, he said, but the tribe would like to continue its traditional practice of family members building homes close together, which means more than one on a single R6 piece of property. Can the code be changed to allow that? The chapter is set for tweaking before going to the Planning and Zoning Commission on August 8th. The proposed Chapter 10 draft also creates an advisory board when the consortium sunsets after and if the assembly approves the chapter. McCain says the Chugach Eagle River Advisory Board might be able to blunt the effects of future code changes they regard as more appropriate to Anchorage proper.
So when they change R6 up on the hillside in Anchorage, it doesn't affect what we refer to as, in our document, as CER6, Chugach Eagle River R6, without a review process. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to hit us. It just means that we're going to have a viable input.
Chugach Eagle River representative to the Anchorage Assembly, Bill Starr, is pleased with the draft, saying it arises from local citizens and is proactive, preceding initial development in many areas.
This document, to me, is very impressive. I think we're a little bit ahead of it. It was truly what the community interest was. It wasn't written by staff or an administration, sort of an apolitical type of arrangement. Hopefully we can tweak it and we can get it passed.
Final assembly consideration could come before year's end, but according to Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander, is more likely to occur early in 2012. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.